From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The Pentagon has confirmed that the U.S. has conducted additional airstrikes against Islamist militant group ISIS. Overnight, the U.S. started operations to support the Kurdish Peshmerga, dropping two 500-pound laser-guided bombs on ISIS artillery positions outside Erbil, the capital of the Kurdistan Regional Government. Our Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has this update.
The Pentagon confirms a drone targeted an ISIL mortar position near Erbil, quote, successfully eliminating the terrorists. And four F-A-18 aircraft made a series of passes to drop a total of 8 bombs on targets neutralizing an Islamic militant mortar position and a related convoy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. President Barack Obama has given U.S. Central Command orders to conduct airstrikes in Iraq as needed.
He will not be in a situation where he is signing off on individual strikes, but there will be regular consultation from the president's military commanders to their commander-in-chief.
Additionally, the UK's defense secretary has announced there will be a British aid drop for members of the Yazidi community in Iraqi Kurdistan. Here's Natalie Powell from London.
Following in the footsteps of their American counterparts, the UK is now preparing for an RAF aid drop over the next couple of days. The Yazidi community is under threat from militants in Iraq as fighting intensifies. Many are stranded on Mount Sinjar, threatened by slaughter if they move. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has welcomed US airstrikes against the Islamic State militants, but says the UK will not follow suit.
Meanwhile, rockets have once again been fired from Gaza at Israel after a 3-day ceasefire expired. Palestinian militant group Hamas is for now rejecting an extension of the truce, saying Israel has failed to meet demands such as the reopening of Gaza Harbor to shipping. Around 1,940 people have died in 4 weeks of fighting in Gaza. The World Health Organization has declared an international health emergency over the spread of the Ebola virus in West Africa. The decision comes after experts held an emergency meeting in Switzerland. Our Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman reports.
The World Health Organization says containing the Ebola virus is of utmost importance following the deaths of more than 930 people in West Africa this year. Health experts have urged affected countries to stop those infected and those in contact with the virus from traveling, but stopped short of issuing an outright travel or trade ban to the region. Since Ebola broke out in Guinea in March, it's since spread to Sierra Leone and Liberia and has a 55% to 60% death rate. Critics say international intervention so far in West Africa has not worked to contain the spread of Ebola, but the WHO insists ringing a global alarm bell now will urge those infected to seek treatment sooner.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Closing arguments have finished in the murder trial of South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius. Mr. Pistorius is accused of intentionally shooting and killing his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp, while the athlete claims her death was an accident as he mistook her for an intruder. A verdict is now expected on the 11th of September. Gary Alfonso reports.
The bulk of defense attorney Barry Roos' closing revolved around the timeline of testimony by Pistorius and all the witnesses. He said the judge must consider that the sequence of events, loud women-like screams, loud bangs, and the time witnesses reported they heard them was consistent with Pistorius' testimony. Roos said Pistorius could not be found guilty for murder because his actions immediately after the shooting depicted those of someone who wanted to save his girlfriend. He emphasized that police investigators compromised the scene of the crime. Judge Stokozile must SIPA will hand down a verdict on September 11th.
The UN Security Council says South Sudan has reached the threshold of a famine after months of instability. In a statement, the body said it would consider sanctions against those perceived to be undermining peace. From New York, Daniel Wrenches reports.
For months, President Salva Kiir and his former Vice President Riek Machar have been locked into a political struggle that's turned violent. The UN Security Council statement says there have been gross violations of human rights, including rape, the use of children in conflict, as well as attacks on schools, hospitals, and UN personnel. The statement calls on the two leaders to urgently engage in peace talks and the formation of a unity government, and says targeted sanctions are now being considered at a time when there is concern about what the UN Security Council calls a catastrophic food insecurity situation that may soon reach the threshold of famine.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.